Hello and happy Tuesday, October 12th. I hope you all had a good long weekend. Here are your latest music news updates brought to you by The Filter. Adele sent fans into a frenzy on Saturday when she jumped on Instagram Live while killing time before a scheduled interview. Admitting she's never done one before, the singer answered questions and previewed her highly anticipated single, Easy On Me, which drops on Friday. In the live session, Adele showed some love to a pair of Canadian artists. She revealed that her favorite album of the year so far is Drake's Certified Lover Boy, and when asked if she likes Avril Lavigne, gushed, "You know what? I do like Avril. That, her first record, I listen to it all the time. I think it's such a great record." The singer also had some love for other female artists. "Of course I support hashtag Free Britney. I love Britney. Met her a couple times. I absolutely adore her. Really happy for her. Yes, I'm excited for Beyoncé's next album. Are you mad? I love Gaga. I love Taylor Swift. I love Doja Cat as well." Adele also shared some insight into how she spent her lockdown. Her favorite thing to do was drink wine, obviously, and what is currently giving her joy, her two new puppies and planning her son's small outdoors birthday party. Asked about her mental health, Adele said, "It's very good at the moment. I take it day by day and I just address whatever comes my way. Definitely helps me feel better if I take my time with it." One question that left Adele stumped, or at least pretending to be stumped, was about her body count, which is slang for how many sexual partners she's had. She replied, "What's my body count? What does that even mean?" Promising her new album will be out soon, Adele said she is excited to get it out into the world at last. "We can't wait for Adele's new music, and you'll be able to hear it all on iHeart New Music, free on iHeartRadio." Olivia Rodrigo says it was a really big, life-changing moment when she started going to a therapist. In an interview that aired on CBS Sunday Morning, the 18-year-old singer, whose father Ronald is a therapist, said she made the decision 2 years ago. "I've learned so much about myself," said Rodrigo. The Sour star clapped back at people that think that celebrities don't have real problems to deal with. Some people are like, "Oh, you don't need that. You have so much. Your life is great. What are your problems?" That's definitely a thing that sometimes older people can do to younger people too, kind of trivialize what they're going through because, you know, they're like, "Ah, it's fine. They're just kids. They'll get through it." But it feels so real when you're in it. It's so valid. Rodrigo insisted that despite what her song suggests, she is definitely not at all a sad, depressed person. She explained, "That couldn't be farther from the truth. Definitely not crying on my bedroom floor all the time." Rodrigo admits that she has been obsessed with heartbreak songs. "I wrote heartbreak songs before I ever had a boyfriend, honestly," she explained. "I've just always been obsessed with that feeling, and I think there's nothing more painful as a human being than a feeling of loss." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.